I'm Adopted. An interview with Martina. Martina Ray was born in Kathmandu. When she was 5 years old, she was adopted by a couple from New Zealand, Rika and John Ray. Louisa from the On the Go team had the chance to interview Martina. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Hello, hello, Martina. Are you there?
Yes, yes, I'm here. Let me just... Okay, hello. Can you see me?
There you are. How are you, Martina?
Okay, bit nervous. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Listen, Martina, thanks so much for agreeing to talk to me about your adoption. It's a bit of a sensitive topic, isn't it? So if there's something you don't want to talk about, just say so, okay?
It's okay. Mum told me it's for an English book you're writing.
That's right. Let's do some background first. Is Martina a Nepalese name?
Yes, it means love. It's the name my birth mother gave me, so I kept it. But it works here in New Zealand too. It's not too weird, I mean. Nobody jokes about it or anything. Some Asian kids here have names that are really difficult to say, like my friend Jay. Her real name is Jayachandra, but everyone just calls her Jay. But Martina is easy, luckily.
Yes, indeed. So you're 15 now, but you were 5 when you came to New Zealand, right? Have you been back to Nepal since?
No, not yet. It's expensive for us all to fly there, and Mum and Dad don't want me to go on my own yet. But we've been saving and we're all going next year. I'm looking forward to it.
I bet. Can you remember anything about life in Nepal?
Well, when I try to remember directly, I can't remember very much. But sometimes when I see something, say flowers or something on TV, or especially when I smell something like spices, I will suddenly remember something. Eating with my mum, my birth mum, I mean. Eating rice with my fingers, the food on a brass plate, pouring ghee, things like that. But I don't really miss Nepal, you know.
Do you feel more Nepali or more like a Kiwi?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, if somebody asks you, where are you from, what do you say?
Yeah, people sometimes ask me this because they can see I'm not Maori, you know, but I don't look European either. I always say, I'm from here, and you? And that shuts them up, especially when they hear my Kiwi accent. But I get a bit fed up with this, to be honest. I'm a Kiwi, but well, I guess some part of me will always be Nepali too.
Let's talk about your birth mother for a bit, is that okay?
Sure. Her name is Asha.
Have you kept in touch with her?
Yes, I have. Mum and Dad were really good about it. They met her when they were in Nepal, working for that water project. They bought her a phone and everything so that we could call each other after I left. We spoke a lot in the beginning, not so much now though. She has a new husband and a baby, a boy. So anyway, she's busy with her new family. And I guess the new husband is maybe not so interested in me. Another man's child and all that. But when we go to Kathmandu next year, I'll see her for sure. And the baby, of course, my half-brother.
So, do you know why your mother gave you up?
She just couldn't look after me, you know. She was so young, my father left. His family was horrible to her. Nepalese family life can be very hard for women, but I don't really want to talk about that.
That's okay.
I mean, I understand why she did it. Of course, when I was younger, I didn't understand anything. But then life here in New Zealand was so exciting, you know. I could go to school, I had my own room, I got all kinds of cool clothes, stuff like that. And kids adapt quickly, you know. I don't hate her or anything like that.
Well, that's good. So what about your biological father?
Oh, him? I don't know him. I don't want to know him. I don't want to see him or have anything to do with him, nor his family. That's it. He's not part of the picture.
Right. I think I have enough material now. Thanks for talking to me, Martina. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Bye.
Goodbye, dear. Say hello to your mum for me.
Sure. Okay. Bye.